Hey, Mon, I saw the Porsche parked out front. Can I get the keys? Thought I'd take that bad boy out for a little spin.
Wait a minute. You let Ross drive the Porsche, and when I ask you, you say you're the only one who's allowed to drive it.
Yeah, well, he's my brother. And plus, he drives so slow, he could never hurt it.
It's a car, Monica, not a rocket ship.
Whatever, Ross. Just replace the bulbs and the brake lights after you're done.
Hey.
Hey.
Saw the Porsche out there, Mon, looking good. When do I get to take that baby out again?
You let Joey drive it?
I've never driven it, okay? Not once. Okay, once. Okay, I drive it all the time. Nice work, everybody. So much for the, you know, you can drive it, but don't tell Rachel plan.
Wow, can't believe you lied to me.
Okay, I can fix this. Okay, Monica, Rachel thinks all you can talk about is the wedding.
Really?
Well, Rachel, the reason why I won't let you drive the Porsche is because you're a terrible driver. There. That wasn't about the wedding.
Look, Rach, if you want to go for a ride in the Porsche, I'll be glad to take you for a quick spin around the block.
Yeah, you got a couple hours?
Brisk ride.
Take the top down, did you?
Only way to fly.
Come on, Ross, give me the keys. Monica does not know what she's talking about. I'm an excellent driver.
You're fast and irresponsible. That adds up to a bad driver.
Well, in high school, that added up to head cheerleader.
Did you see the look that girl just gave me? Huh? She must have seen me cruising in the bad boy.
I think she's checking out your beehive, Ross.
What? Give me a brush.
Give me the keys.
No way.
Well, no brush.
Fine. You know what? It doesn't matter. Because, if I remember correctly, there is a comb on the floor of the bathroom.
Chandler, we still haven't gotten an RSVP from your dad.
Oh, right. Maybe that's because I didn't send him an invitation.
Chandler, he's your father. He should be at your wedding.
I don't even know the man, okay? We're not that close. I haven't seen him in years.
What are you going to do when he finds out he wasn't even asked?
Well, he doesn't have to know. It's not like we run in the same circles. I hang out with you guys, and he stars in a drag show in Vegas.
I think I want to trade circles.
Trust me, you don't want him there either, okay? Nobody's going to be staring at the bride when the father of the groom is wearing a backless dress.
So what? As long as he's not wearing a white dress and a veil, I don't care.
Okay, I think I need to do some shopping.
What do you think you're doing?
Just washing the windshield.
There is no way I am letting you drive this car. So why don't you just hand over the keys?
Oh.
Well, do not start this car. Okay. I will give you $20 if you get out of this car right now.
Ross, if you're so freaked out, just get in the car.
With you? Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay.
What are you doing? Get in the front.
In the death seat?
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Sweetie. Ready to go?
Yeah, sure. Ooh, I left my purse up at Monica's. I'll be right back.
Wait a minute.
What? Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Well, that one kept going.
So, you and Phoebe, huh? How long have you been going out?
Over a month.
Wow. Maybe you and I ought to get to know each other a little better.
Sure, I'd like that.
Yeah. So, what's your name?
It's Jake.
Joey. Hey, Jake, do you like the Knicks?
Yeah, big fan.
Me too. There's a game on Tuesday. You want to go?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me make sure I'm not doing anything Tuesday.
Here.
What's this?
It's your suitcase. We're going to Las Vegas.
Are you serious? You mean like eloping? No more stupid wedding stuff? No more these flowers or these flowers or these flowers. Think of the money we'll save. We're not eloping. I love the flowers. Can our wedding be bigger, please?
We're going to Las Vegas to see your dad. It's time you two talked, and I want to get to know my father-in-law.
You already went over this, and I won.
No, you didn't. Oh, and honey, just so you know, now that you're marrying me, you don't get to win anymore.
Look, forget it. Okay, I don't want to go. I don't want to see him. I don't want him.
Taylor, look, I know that your dad embarrassed you. I know...
No. All kids are embarrassed by their parents. You'd have to come up with a whole new word for what I went through. When I was in high school, he used to come to all of my swim meets dressed as a different Hollywood starlet. And it was hard enough to be 14. You're skinny, you're wearing Speedos that your mom promised you would grow into. And you look up into the stands, and there's your dad cheering you on, dressed as Carmen Miranda. He's wearing a headdress with real fruit that he will later hand out to your friends as a healthy snack.
Hey, the point is that he was at every one of your swim meets, and he was there cheering you on, okay? That's a pretty great dad.
He had sex with Mr. Garibaldi.
Who's Mr. Garibaldi?
Does it matter?
Taylor, you're not 14 anymore. Maybe it's time that you let that stuff go. If your father's not at your wedding, you're gonna regret it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just doing this for you.
Yes!
So I really never get to win anymore?
How much did you ever really win before?
Pete.
Hey.
Listen, you know how, when you're wearing pants and you lean forward, I check out your underwear?
Yeah.
Well, when Jake did it, I saw that he was wearing women's underwear.
I know, they were mine.
Oh. No, wait, that's weird.
No, it's not. We were just goofing around and I dared him to try them on.
That's weird.
I'm wearing his briefs right now.
That's kind of hot.
I think so, too. And that little flap, great for holding my lipstick.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that.
And, you know, Jake says that women's underwear is actually more comfortable. And he loves the way the silk feels against his skin.
Yeah, well, next thing you know, he'll be telling you that your high heels are good for his posture.
There is nothing wrong with Jake, okay? He is all man. I'm thinking even more than you.
Oh, yeah, you look like a real lumberjack in those pink lacies.
I'm just saying that only a man completely secure with his masculinity could walk around in women's underwear. I don't think you could ever do that.
Hey, I am secure with my masculinity.
Okay, whatever.
You've seen my huge stack of porn, right?
God, I forgot how much I love driving. I've got to get my license renewed.
You don't have a valid driver's license? Okay, that is a pullover right now.
Oh, Ross, you're so tense. You just gotta relax, okay? Just need to relax, all right? Just need to relax.
Are you okay? That's not funny. Just stop horsing around.
I am not horsing around, okay? I am porching around. Uh-oh.
Okay, stay calm. Nothing's gonna happen to you. You are not in that much trouble.
Really? You think so?
I was talking to myself. You're going down.
Here yet. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that. And besides, he's not going to be too happy to see me either.
Why not?
I don't know if I've told you this, but he's kind of tried to get in contact with me a lot over the last few years.
What?
Yeah. He's made phone calls, written letters, even came to New York. But I always said I was too busy to see him. You know, it's all very cats in the cradle. I don't want to get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incomparable Helena Handbasket.
Hello, darlings.
And there's Daddy.